money problems, I'm sorry. Hey. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby. And then I prospered at Godspeed and it got me.
Money, power, yeah. I need checks in every week.
Oh, yeah.
Season, nigga,
what's up, PTG gang? Welcome back to another podcast, another episode. It's your host, Godspeed. As always, we're gonna start off with a short prayer. Lord, thank you for today. Even though it's cloudy, thank you for today. Thank you for keeping us safe. Let's have a great weekend. Go Bucks. In Jesus' name, pray, amen. Y'all already know I have to throw the Bucks in there because my favorite football player of all time, Tom Brady, plays with the Buccaneers. And, you know, just for my favorite player to still be around and me being 28, and I think when I started watching Tom Brady, he was a few years younger than I am. I think he was maybe like 24, 25 when I first started watching Tom Brady. So that's, and I was legit. Like, I was a kid. And I remember I became a Patriots fan because my dad and I, we were watching the Super Bowl when they were playing the Panthers. And my dad, I'm just sitting there, you know, a boy always want to be like his dad. A son always want to be like his dad for the most part. So anything that my dad took interest in, I took interest in. So he watching sports. It took me a while to get there because I used to find sports really boring. But we were watching the game one day, and he was just like, "I'm just like, man, I'm going for the Patriots. I'm going for the Patriots." And he was just like, "Why are you going for the Patriots?" And I was like, "I don't know." I was like, "I don't know. I'm going for the Patriots because you going for the Panthers." Because I heard my dad rooting and cheering for the Panthers while we were watching the game. In like mid-second quarter, I'm like, "I'm going for the Patriots." He was like, "All right." I was like, "If the Patriots win," that's what I said to him. I said, "The Patriots win, I want, you know, let's bet a dollar or something like that. Let's bet a dollar." And he was like, "Okay." So Patriots end up winning, and I got a dollar and some ice cream. So that's how I became a Patriots fan. And I've been rocking with them ever since. And after that year, I took to football and sports more, and I started watching and playing more active and stuff like that. Anyway, I just got completely sidetracked. But I just want to dispel a few myths about exercise and working out, if that's cool. So I'm not even gonna waste any time. I believe I covered some of these things that I said. I'm gonna say I covered in an older episode, but I'm just gonna go over it again. Just because they're going to be new listeners. And, you know, a lot of people might not want to go way back and listen to all those episodes. And I totally get that. Like, if I was coming across somebody's podcast that I like, I wouldn't. And, I mean, maybe I would. But, you know, I'm 50 episodes in. So, I'm more than 50 episodes in at this point. I just had, you know, but. One of the myths I want to dispel, and not true, is that if you eat before you go to bed, you gain weight. False. It's not true. Cap. You know, it's cap. It's a big cap. But the thing is, that's not true. You gain weight when you eat. Obviously, if you eat calories. You don't gain weight for eating bad food. That's another myth I was gonna get to, but I'm gonna stick with this eating before bed. Cause as a kid, I was told that. I was a heavy kid. My mom and my dad were like, "Don't, yeah, you're gonna gain weight doing." My mom would say, "You're gonna gain weight doing, eat that before bed." And so I grew up thinking if you ate before you went to bed, you were gonna gain weight. That's not true. It's false. If you eat before bed and it's within your calories that you're counting or anything like that, you're going to be fine. 100% you're going to be fine. The thing that might get you might have some heartburn, some acid reflux, and you might be a little bloated if you, like, weigh yourself in the morning. That's normal. And, you know, we all swell up from time to time from water and salt, but that's what happens. You don't gain weight before you go to bed because, you know, just think about that. Like, a pound is, what, 3,500 calories? Think about how many calories you have to eat in a day to gain a pound. I mean, think about how much you have to eat unless you're eating really high calorie meals, you know, like you eating pizza, you eating burgers and stuff like that. But it's rarely, you really don't even eat 3,500 calories a lot. But now if you eat out a lot and you eat out a lot during the day and you get big meals, there's a big chance that you're eating, you know, that 3,500 limit, and that's a pound. So you're going to gain a pound. Like, I can guarantee you, I probably gain a pound every year, around the holidays, you know, in November, December. I definitely probably gain a pound just because I go in. I ain't even playing, man. It's a dog somewhere barking. I don't know if y'all can hear that, but, yeah. So 3,500 calories is a pound. So eating before bed, you won't gain any weight, but you do run the risk of getting heartburn, acid reflux, and stuff like that. So that's something to be mindful of. If you are gonna eat before bed, like if it's been a long day and you're gonna get something to eat, I wouldn't eat like a meal. I would try to eat like a snack. If you do eat something, I would eat something that's lean, like chicken breast, maybe even a chicken thigh. And stay light on the sauce and cheese and all the extra stuff, because if you add that, chances are you might get acid reflux, have an upset stomach. Another myth is you can't eat bad food. If you eat bad food, you're gonna gain weight. No, not true. Cap. One of the things that when I started to get into training and I came to understand was that you can eat things in moderation. So let's just say I go on I'm changing my life. I'm changing the way I eat. So I'm eating vegetables, fruit, and lean cooked meat, you know, food. So nothing really fried, for the most part, unless it's air fried or something like that, or fried on the stove and olive oil. So let's just say I do that. And let's just say I decide every day I'm allowed to have, let's say I buy some ice cream sandwiches. You know, everybody, I love ice cream. So let's just say I buy these M&M ice cream sandwiches. Y'all know what I'm talking about, them cookie sandwiches? Yo, them things lit, and they huge. So let's just say I buy a pack of those, and they're about 450, 500 calories. So let's say throughout the day, now, the key is logging your macros in an app. If you log your macros, it makes a world of difference. I'll do another podcast, another episode on that. But logging your macros is huge for weight loss and weight gain if you're trying to gain it. So you can see what you're putting in your body. Like, I just had two protein bowls from Subway. So they were 600 calories a piece. So right now, or 5 something. So right now I'm at like 1,200 calories for the day. And my limit is 2,700. I don't try to eat 2,700, but that's, you know, that's where I'm at. And I could eat up to 2,700. You see what I'm saying? But I just focus on hitting my protein goal inside of that. A moderation. And let's just say the M&M sandwiches. I'm allowed to eat one M&M sandwich a day. Now, I can eat it anytime I want to. You know what I'm saying? So I can eat it for lunch during the day, or I can eat it right before bed. Knowing me, I'm going to try to save it towards the end of the day. So, like, I done ate clean, and I'm like, oh, my God, I need some of my sweet tooth. I need to satisfy my sweet tooth. And I eat me an ice cream sandwich. So, and I eat one a day. So, I eat basically one bad thing a day. And I still end up losing weight. Because why? Moderation. You do not gain weight eating, quote-unquote, bad food. You don't. It's just not true. You can even eat a burger. I wouldn't eat a burger a day, but you can eat a burger a few times out of the week. Like, if you love, what's a burger doing? If you love, ooh, I'm having a brain fart. Not McDonald's. I don't consider them burger joint. Burger King. I'm talking about like Mug Shots. If you like Mug Shots, and you're like, ooh, man, I want a piece of burger, or I want whatever, nacho burger, whatever they got, and you just get a burger. So if you decide to change your lifestyle, go on a certain type of diet, and you eat Mug Shots twice a week, you're still going to lose weight. You might lose it slow, but you're going to lose weight. You're not going to gain weight. Another myth is cardio helps you lose weight. Now, this going to shock a lot of people. Cardio, depending on what type of cardio you do, most of cardio is, it conditions you, basically. Now, you end up losing weight because of the calories you burn and versus what you put in your body, i.e. calories is how you lose weight. So, not your exercise, calories, 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 calories. I can go work out 6 times a day. If I'm eating more calories than I'm burning, I'm not going to lose weight. So that's what it is. Like, cardio is good to do, and it's good to do in moderation. So when I'm helping somebody and they're asking me, you know, yo, should I be doing cardio? Yes and no. If you're somebody who's trying to gain weight, I would not do a lot of cardio. Maybe once a week, maybe twice. Maybe for 15, 20 minutes. If you're somebody that's trying to lose weight, 2 to 3 times a week, between 15 and 30 minutes, however, whatever's comfortable for you. Because the extra calorie expenditure is how you lose the weight. You know, the more calories you burn, the more weight you lose. But you have to watch how many calories you intake. That's why it's good to track your calories. I've been preaching that to so many people, man. Track your calories. If you track your calories and you watch it, you log everything you eat. Now, I don't log my sauces or anything like that because I'm just like, you know, unless it's a whole bunch. I usually just put like a little dab of some on the side or sprinkle, you know, spread some over whatever I'm eating. I don't really count that. I just know that I might add like 10, 15 calories to the end of the meal. But I don't really count sauces. Now, what you need to make sure you count is the main course. So, meat and the sides. You need to count those things. Just log it so you can see what you put in your body, how many calories you got left. That's how you're going to lose weight. But cardio does not help you. Cardio does not make you lose weight. It's just it's a tool. It's an accessory. Like I said, most of the times, cardio is going to condition you, make your heart healthy, which is always a plus. Always a plus, because we live in a day and age, especially if you're black. You know, we suffer from hypertension, high blood pressure, that type of stuff. So walking, running, jogging, that stuff is good for your heart. And if you watch what you eat, you will lose weight. So it's a tool. Now, if you're doing HIIT cardio, now I would say, even though I still... You know, overall, I'll say cardio doesn't help you lose weight. But if you're doing HIIT cardio, HIIT will definitely get you in shape. And it boosts your metabolism even after the workout. So you might be, you know, still burning calories throughout the day, which is a good thing. You know, especially if you count your calories or you're not counting your calories. HIIT cardio is good for boosting your metabolism, and it's also good for getting in shape and even getting strong. Because with HIIT cardio, you don't have to just do elliptical. Like, you don't have to go 30 seconds hard, 30 seconds rest on the elliptical. You can do a whole workout. So you can do like push-ups, sit-ups, calf raises, jump rope. You can make a workout into a HIIT workout. And if you do it at the intensity you need to do it for the time that you decide to do it for, you'll see some results. So, all that being said, cardio does not help you lose weight. It does not change your body composition, but it does condition your body. And there are some cases, because I do believe, I don't know, because I used to run a lot, and I was like super lean. I didn't know how lean my legs were. How like in shape they were, but they were like in shape, and I looked good in like joggers, like, you know, sports joggers, which I love. Like, I was looking good, and everything used to fit so good around my waist. So it just sheds the inches, you know, if you do it right with the calories. So make sure you do that. Another one is carbs and fats make you fat. No. It is cap. Now, people body respond different to things. I feel like I'm one of those people. My body responds different to carbs, my intake of carbs. But in all honesty, I ain't going to hold y'all. Carbs and fats doesn't make you fat. Everything is like moderation. Your body needs carbs for energy. Fats, your body needs fat to like regulate. And all that type of stuff. Your blood needs sugar, which carbs ends up breaking down to. But it's not, carbs and fats aren't a bad thing. You know, it's moderation. I don't even want to spend so much time on it because that's just like one of the, another big one out there. Like, you'll see people say, I got to watch more carbs. Now, because carbs break down into sugar, you will lose weight because you're not having a high intake of sugar. You know, keto and low carb, you know, you'll start to feel. I'm right now, I'm doing a low carb type of main plan right now. So I cut my carbs and because I'm doing 75 hard, I cut my carbs. I'm trying to, my wife and I were trying to stick to that for the 75 days and see how we respond to it. And the last few days have been rough. I had some headaches and I've been tired really. But, and I didn't really know why, but now I'm like, oh, dude, you're cutting carbs. You ain't eating that many carbs. So, so we're eating like high protein, you know, and vegetables and stuff like that. So it's like keto low carb, but it's not really keto because we do eat some carbs. Like I'm at like 50 grams right now, which is where I want to, which is like my limit for the day. But carbs and fats aren't bad for your diet, you know. Now, lately I've been watching a lot of My 600 Pound Life. And, you know, if you watch this show, you know Dr. Now, and you know how he be like breeding folks. So, and he has talked to him and he'll tell him the diet to go on. And the diet he tell him to go on is vegetables and protein. No carbs. Because they got to lose, I don't know what it is, 50 pounds before they go in. I think it's 50. Sometimes 100. But they got to lose that weight before they go in and get the surgery, get approval of the surgery. But basically that diet helps. It just helps because they're not eating sugar. You know, carbs like break down to sugar, and that's a big thing. So, if you want to cut the carbs, you know, don't just cut them drastically unless you are gonna do keto. But if you do, if you do keto, you have to make sure you gain your fats. You know, because you know you got to keep your body at some type of regulation. But carbs and fats are good. Your body needs them. Carbs give you energy for the workout and energy for the day and fats help regulate, you know, like temperature and help, you know, just keep you at bay, keep you normal. So those are just some things to be mindful of, to be mindful of. Another myth I want to talk about is for my women, lifting weights. I know I've talked about this before. Lifting weights does not make you big. It is not going to make you buff. It is not going to make you look like the Hulk. It's not. Women bodies produce more estrogen. And obviously, you know the difference between the hormones. Men, we produce testosterone, which is, you know, it plays a part in our muscle growth. The only way a woman is going to get big in muscles is if they are maybe taking some type of enhancer, testosterone enhancer, like, and really not eating at all. Like, you see women who do, like, physique competitions, like, they're not big. They're just really, really cut. Now, there's some of them that's big, but, you know, but there's some are just really cut and they're real defined, so it look like they're muscular, but they're just lean. They have no fat on their body. But women, please get that out your head. Like, lifting weights ain't gonna make y'all big. If anything, that person you see, that person you follow on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and you're like, oh, I wanna look like them. I wanna look like them. You know, 9 times out of 10, they probably lift weights. So, lifting weights helps your body like build into shape. So that's how those people get those physiques and stuff like that. Those women, they lift weights, like, and a lot of the times they train like one body part a lot of times of the week. So most of the time, over my years, women, they just, a seasoned lifter will lift like I lift, not like big weights, but they would target certain parts of the body every day. People who just want to look good, like women that just want to look good and just care about building one part, they're going to work legs 3-4 times a week. That's not bad, but that's because they want to build their lower body. And that's how they do it. They train legs 3-4 times a week and they go hard on them. You know, they put some weight on the bar and do all that type of stuff. So that's where that comes from. is I don't know why people always think like, when I was personal training and I had a female client, it's like, I want to get big, I want to tone up, but I don't want to get too big. And I'm just like, a lot of the times I had to catch myself because I rolled my eyes. I'm like, bro, I'm like, you're not going to get big. Like, and I just tell them, like, you're not going to get big, but if you want to be strong and you want to look like how you tell me you want to look, then you have to lift weights. Because if you do body weight stuff, body weight is good for, you know, it's low intensity, low impact. I ain't gonna say low intensity, but it's low impact and it's beneficial for time and you can still get results from home workouts and body weight stuff. I always seen the most results from weightlifting, but I would do body weight if I had like injury. Or if I didn't have a weights at home, or I didn't want to go to the gym, it's good for like almost staying in shape. But you don't really burn my calories, unless you're doing like a insanity program or something. But getting off track again. Yeah, lifting weights ain't gonna make you big, ladies. It's not gonna make you big. It's just gonna help your body shape to the way you're imagining it, the way you want it to be. So it's just gonna shape you up. It's not gonna make you big and bulky. It's not gonna do that, fellas. You do not have to train arms every day to get bigger arms. Okay, a lot of the times you're working your arms when you do back exercises, so deadlifts, lat pull downs. Reverse lat pull down, seated rows, all those type of things. Cause my fellas always tell me, man, I wanna get bigger shoulders and bigger arms. My best thing to tell you is that, you know, cause a lot of them say, yeah, I hit arms 3 times a week. What? You hit arms 3 times a week? What you doing that for? I got like my program. I might have like one or two arm exercises a day, and it's just doing that, like working the arms, you know, once every other day is way more beneficial than working arms like every day and doing a full arm workout. So working your arms out every day will not get you bigger arms. Not how you want them to be. They're going to end up being, you know, you're going to be hurt. Most likely you're going to be hurt and in pain. But just if you need a workout plan, holler at your boy, man. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this one up. I hope y'all find some value in this and understanding some myths. I'll probably be doing more myths down the road because there are a lot when it pertains to like health in general. And, you know, it's just been years of misinformation and bad information, and I want to do my part in making sure, you know, y'all have what y'all need. So, as always, Godspeed. Chip!
You got money problems, I'm sorry. Hey. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby, and then I prospered at Godspeed, and it got me.
Money, power, yeah. I need checks in every week.
Oh, yeah.
Four seasons, nigga, I need breakfast.